yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
I got a mouthful of food here. Doug, please.
All right, then I'll start the show. This is Supernatural Chat with Scott L., Doug, and Will. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
Excellent, excellent. Supernatural Chat is live every Sunday night from, when? From 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Uh-huh.
Sunday night? Okay, okay. I can tell you're wondering, why am I calling?
No, actually, I just sat on a thumbtack.
You sat on a thumbtack?
Yeah, so it feels kind of funny, but at the same time, once you get used to it, you get that cold rush of air on your butt cheek. It's opened up, you know?
And then it's much better.
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
It feels pretty good.
I'm lying. What the hell are you talking about?
So, why am I calling our show Supernatural Chat?
Yeah, why?
Ah, well, it's in honor of the pterodactyl.
It's a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur.
No, it isn't. Pterodactyl is no longer a dinosaur. Neither is the pteranodon. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So,
and?
So if we can, if they can go, it's now called a petrosaur.
Okay.
Yeah. So the poor bird thing, mm-hmm. It wasn't really a bird, it was more of a reptile.
Yeah.
Started out as a pterodactyl.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became a pteranodon.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a petrosaur.
Okay.
And I'm ticked.
Why are you ticked?
Because.
I'm starting to see where this is going, Doug.
Pick a name and go with it.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. It's funny you mentioned that, Doug. God, this is not scripted, I swear to God, people. I swear to God. I'm like, look at Doug going, you know, you actually.
I did warn you guys.
Well, you warned us, but we had no idea.
Right, right. I was going to start the show off.
You're talking about this thing that's referred to as soft language.
Right.
There's this thing where
yes.
It seems like every couple of years we have to rename something to make it sound softer.
And it's not just once, but twice the pterodactyl has been renamed.
And, yeah, it's twice.
And, of course, that was within my lifetime. I don't know what it was called before my lifetime. What did they call it back in, you know, heaven only knows, the 1800s? Did they call it something completely different? Or they might not have even known about it back then. But
yeah.
Pterodactyl.
Well, where'd you get the information at anyways?
Oh, there's huge news. Huge, huge, huge news. They said that, wait, let me look at my notes. Oh, yeah, petrosaur.
Doug, you brought notes.
Yeah, what's it called? Oh, yeah, petrosaur.
Okay.
It's called the petrosaur today.
Right.
Was it 11 or 14 meter wingspan, and it was a flying reptile. So that means it was larger than, you know, some small airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously was a reptile.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all jumping up and down screaming, how can this be?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bird. Why can a reptile fly? And so they're jumping as if the pterodactyl, they just like forgot that the pterodactyl was a big flying lizard. I guess.
Apparently, well, they did.
You remove the word pterodactyl from the English language,
mm-hmm.
and they forget.
Yeah.
That there was one, I guess. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I think the scientific community is insane over this.
Well, like you just said a second ago, pick a name and go with it, please.
I would like that.
I mean, I don't know all the facts about what you're talking about. Honestly, you just came in here with. And told us what you wanted to discuss something or whatever, and then we find out we changed the name of our show. We have to call the lawyers now and all this.
I know. We got to get the sign, the big neon sign changed outside the winery.
Get it all redone and stuff like that.
Sorry about
but
that.
But no, it's a good example of again, it's this dumbing down thing, it's this softening up thing, as far as terms go and things like that.
I guess pterodactyl, because it starts with PT.
Yeah.
Is just too difficult. So then they went with pteranodon, but that had the same issue,
mm-hmm.
PT.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's a petrosaur.
What the hell's a petrosaur?
It's a dinosaur that you can have as a pet. Oh, no, 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 wait, that's not it. It's a... it's just a petrosaur. It's the old pteranodon and the old pterodactyl.
And this is... I mean,
what did you learn it as when you were growing up, Scott L?
Pterodactyl.
It was a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Will, was it pteranodon by the time you grew up?
Yeah, it was pterodactyl.
Okay, then Bonnie's going to be the same as me, pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
Right?
So we're all pretty much in the same boat with this then.
Right, but about five or six years ago or so,
mm-hmm.
maybe more. Oh, my niece. My niece is, what is she, 8 or 10?
Mm-hmm.
10, yes. My 10-year-old niece introduced me to the pteranodon several years ago when they were studying... dinosaurs. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's pterodactyl.
Now it's a pteranodon. Yeah,
exactly. It's a pteranodon. Now,
today,
now
it's a pteranodon.
Yeah. Today, apparently, it's a petrosaur now.
Yeah. So what are they going to call the iPod next week? I mean, it's just like, let's pick a new name for everything, I guess.
Well, it's hard to keep up. Obviously, I didn't know anything about this because I'm a little busy, you know,
right,
studying paranormal stuff.
Well,
I do love dinosaurs, but I just don't have any time to really keep up on it. Obviously, you have. And that's cool. But yeah, what the hell's going on with this? I don't understand that.
Now, admittedly, dinosaurs are not, you know, cryptozoological, other than they don't exist anymore that we know of. So they're not cryptozoological, but it does get written up in some of the websites that I use, the cryptozoological website.
Yeah.
This also has the advantage of having been written up on Google News in the SciTech area, which I read
every day.
They literally
took a whole article and said, we're changing the name.
No, they didn't tell you. You had to figure it out. If you already knew that a pteranodon and a pterodactyl were the same thing, and then I guess I'm just guessing that the petrosaur is the same thing, but how many winged lizards were there back then? I don't know.
I'm sure there was a couple, but I mean, can't we assign a name to them?
More than one physical thing, but
yeah, can we assign a name to each one? You know, each obviously in the dinosaur kingdom, when it was thriving and taking and ruling the earth, I'm talking about the whole kingdom. You know, obviously we're human beings. We have certain we're different in our own ways, mentally and physically. Like, you know, some of us are, you know, rounder than others.
Thanks.
We're all pretty round, but we all have. We all share.
Everyone nods in deep respect.
Oh God, yeah. We all share common characteristics as human beings. And dinosaurs back then, there was different dinosaurs, but they all had their little subgroups that all shared the same trait characteristics. Now it's very simple to go, okay, well that thing over there has a really long neck and it has big honking teeth that it bites through bone with, and it has a long tail that it'll sear your head right off with.
Why are you pointing at Will? Yeah.
I was pointing at him, wasn't I?
That's
Freud was right again.
Clever, yeah.
we'll call that thing a Meenosaurus.
A Meenosaurus. We'll call that thing I like it.
Meenosaurus. That's a Meenosaurus right there. And everything that has those trait characteristics, right? Just basic high-level stuff. We're going to call it a Meenosaurus. Now, over here, we have this thing that has a really short, stocky neck, and it has little teeth that it eats branches and twigs and stuff with. And it has just a little tail, like a little guy tail. You know, he just uses it to keep his balance and stuff with. We'll call him a Nisosaurus. Okay? He's a Nisosaurus.
So we have a Meenosaur and a Nisosaur.
We have a Nisosaur and a Meenosaur. Okay. So, and obviously, now when we're walking through the bush, you know, we're got our stick and stuff like that. We're trying to murder stuff to eat it. And we see this little short-tailed, stubby-tailed guy with a short neck and the little teeth. We go, oh, it's a Nisosaurus. And then we see the big long neck guy with the big honking massive teeth and the long nasty tail. We know he's a Meenosaurus.
Right.
Those are trait characteristics. And that should, in my opinion, and I agree with you, Doug, is that should carry along. I've been called Scott, my first name, since I was born.
Right.
How can I change? You know what? This week, guys, I want to be called Rob.
Hi.
Bill. Or,
yeah.
No, you know, I like Bill
or
better.
Ted or Bill and Ted.
Yeah, we'll be Bill and Ted.
All right, we're
next
Bill
week.
And
we're
Ted.
Bill and
next
Ted next week.
Week.
This is Bill and this is Ted from Ghostly Talk. Okay, we're going to change our names now. Because that doesn't make any sense. I agree, Doug. That's ridiculous. Why would you keep changing the name of something? I mean, if there's a good reason out there, I think we should hear it. I'd like to hear it. I know you'd like to hear it, too.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of talking even in the ghost hunting community. Ghost hunting is not descriptive of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's true, but it hasn't changed. I mean, ghost watching or ghost seeking or, you know, I mean, there's, like, so many different things. But we're not out there hunting. Like, we're not setting traps and bait. Although,
but in defense of that, I think that might be it. Now, we're saying we don't
We're
want
out
to
there
games.
Observing the elements,
exactly.
Observing the conditions. We are more observers, ghost observers.
Yeah, exactly. But it would seem more logical if we're going to lay a law down right now. We're not going to call ourselves ghost hunters anymore. We're going to call ourselves ghost watchers.
Right.
That would be, in my opinion, a logical change. It would be a logical change.
Well, that
change.
Makes sense.
It makes
yeah.
sense, because you said that, God, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You said
and that,
two that years
was
ago.
Because of Ghost Watchers of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
When she explained to me that, hey, that's a better name.
It's a way better name.
It is. It really is.
That seems to make more sense. And if that's the same reasoning, because I know it's much more complicated in the animal kingdom, because you have thousands upon thousands of different species
and
that are different, and subspecies that are different.
Family, genus, you've got like all these scientific classifications.
Yeah.
But to change the common name, they're changing the common name.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know if there's a reason, like we just illustrated right there.
Yeah.
If we were to change...
The dumbing down of America. Petrosaur, what would you think?
Petrosaur. I mean,
dinosaur.
I would I'd like to get the reason. I'm going to research this a little bit more myself. I want to see if there's a reason. Okay, let's talk about it.
Well, I'm furious. That's all I can say.
You are.
I am.
He just broke the table.
I did.
You guys can't hear that because he broke it in silence.
Yeah.
But he broke the table. The table is broken. I don't know what we're going to do now. We don't have a table. We're like holding everything up with our hands, like dinner trays.
Yeah, we had stuff there, and now there's no place to put our stuff.
It is
obvious.
Mine is
in my lap.
What's that?
The
good job.
In my lap.
That'll keep you warm.
So is Bonnie.
That'll keep you warm, too.
That'll keep you warm, too. Now,
what Bonnie was doing on the table, I'll never know. But she does that.
She was dancing last night.
Right.
It was cool. We had a good time with it. We threw those stringy things at her. What do you call those?
Beads?
Things? Not beads. Hey, watch that. No, we had
lays?
Take it easy with the bead thing now. We got to watch what we
tinsel.
Say about that.
Tinsel.
No. Confetti.
Woohoo!
Today is 9/11/2005.
It is indeed. And before we get into that, though, I should say this really is Ghostly Talk.
Hey!
And I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
That feels a lot better.
And, of course, we have the lovely and beautiful Bonnie in studio with us.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
And
she's getting the pizza and the cigarettes and the ashtrays and the plates and everything we need right now. Thank you, Bonnie.
And we're very fortunate to be broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern time.
This is our second week of doing that.
Yes, on the Pioneer Radio Network. That's at pioneer.rollo.net.
Mm-hmm.
Our own website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com.
One more thing we got to mention again, too, while I have a mouthful of food, of course, is that...
We're in the chat room?
Well, we're in the chat room. That's good.
We're in the chat room whenever we
broadcast.
I thought
you were done.
No.
I'm sorry.
We're in the chat room whenever we broadcast, and you can be in there, too, if you go to www.ghostlytalk.com or pioneer.rollo.net and use the text chat features of those websites.
Absolutely.
Also... There's one more thing, and I can't think of it. Oh, yeah. We are broadcast live from the Warren Winery in beautiful downtown Warren, Michigan.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yes, and it is absolutely interesting weather for September.
The winery pool is closing tomorrow.
Haven't we? Oh, no.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, man. I didn't use it once this year.
Neither did I.
So,
I used it once or twice.
But the beautiful Warren Winery in absolutely... What?
Astounding.
Unseasonably warm Warren, Michigan.
It's beautiful out
at this moment.
There are still some issues with the website. We know about this. We've gotten a lot. I know I've gotten a lot of email about it.
Yeah, if you're one of the persons who cannot connect to our website, you won't hear this until you can.
Yeah, well,
except for Bonnie.
Here's an alternative course of action we can do here. We have a lot of friends out there who thank you for listening to the show. I need to ask you guys for a favor. There are a lot of people right now that can't access the show, which means they can't access the archives every week or download what they want. That's the most important thing to us to do this show. If there's anybody out there, I feel like we're going to be like, please give the Ghostly Talk. If there's people out there, if you guys have some spare web space or something like that, and you know your friend, because I know people are like, my buddy around the block can't access the site. I'm like... That don't make any sense. But what I was thinking is that there's...
I can, but he can't.
Yeah. I was thinking is that if there's people out there that have some spare web space, they just want to just for the time being, if you want to download the archive and then throw it up on your web space and then, link it, just give it to your buddy or something like that or whoever can't access it if you know of people, you know...
And what's amazing is it's remarkably soon after we were on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie and got, international attention through that medium.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Who knows?
We have
had conspiracy shows in the past, but what I'm asking is if there's people out there that do have spare web space, and you do have some friends that can't get to the show, that can't download a show, feel free if you want, only if you want. If you want to throw the archives up on there just to have them be able to download it so they can listen to it, we'd be indebted to you. We'd really appreciate it. Because I know it's been a problem. Excuse me, for the last week or something like that, week and a half.
It's been about 2 weeks, right?
Has it been almost 2 weeks?
Bonnie?
Why? I don't. We were just. Yeah, that, we were just on.
We ran. We remember we ran trace routes from your computer. I told you what to type in, and it got stuck. Was it in the AT&T network that it got stuck? Oh, SBC. Well, they're the same thing. SBC and AT&T are merging. Or
well,
something.
Until those zipper heads get their heads get it together over there and straighten things out.
There's a problem with Adelphia too.
Anything that goes through the SBC / AT&T network is going to have issues. So,
yeah.
and that doesn't mean your ISP. For example, my ISP is WOW, Wide Open West, right? And they must just not use that route to get to where our servers are located. Our servers are located at the Planet in Texas.
Yeah.
And the Planet is huge.
Oh, yeah.
It is the most prestigious place to host your servers.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine them.
The servers are layered in gold.
Yeah.
The boxes are layered in gold.
And the server admins dress in white
butler,
robe.
Yeah, butlers or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And they carry around test equipment, you know, on little robots that follow them around. It's very high tech.
Very high tech. But that's been an issue. There's not much we can do, unfortunately. We do need to thank Marcus Leader, who is, A, number one, a good friend of the show. B, he's one of our field reporters. But he's a very close, dear friend of the show also. And the poor guy has been, the guy's been out there just busting heads open, going, what's going on? What's the problem? Calling all these people. He spent 8 hours one day working on this for us, and we're completely blown away
by this. There's going to be nothing, though, because he's a customer of his ISP.
Uh-huh.
And he calls his ISP. His ISP looks it up and says, oh, there's a routing issue in SBC. And there's nothing they can do. There's absolutely nothing that they can do. It's SBC's fault.
Mm-hmm.
What I had hoped. I mean, I am absolutely shocked, 100% absolutely shocked that the Planet has not already advertised different routes.
Have we called the Crippler about this yet to find out? You know the Creeper.
Yeah.
To find out has he looked into this at all?
No, not that I know of. I don't know.
We might need to get a hold of the Creeper.
I did leave a message on his phone.
we might need to talk to him some more. But we're working on this guy.
What number did you dial? The
cell.
Oh, the cell?
Okay.
That may or may not be valid anymore. I don't know.
We're into a voicemail. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, just so you guys know, it's being worked on. And if you want to, feel free to throw the archive up, any of the archives up. If you have some spare server space, feel free to do that so your friends can download it for the time being till we get through this rough time. We're very sorry about that. We're trying. We're doing the best we can. All right? Oh, we're due to call somebody.
Yes.
No, we're not. Sean's not going to be on the show, is he?
It's 6:20,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so we need to contact our first field reporter. Sean Burris was going to be on the show here the first 20 minutes, but...
What's all this?
What's what?
Is that who we're calling today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty cool, huh?
Okay, that only goes to 7:20.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I thought Peter James was going to be on.
Yeah, we forgot to totally mention that stuff. There's just so much going on around here. God, you know, one quick thing before we do make this phone call. It is the 11th of September.
Yes.
It is the 11th of September. And we actually, Peter James agreed to come on the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally asked him, like, well, you know, it is 9/11. Do we really want to do a show? He's like, I'll come on. No problem at all. So we need to thank him for that. Obviously, it's one of those days. I mean, it's business as usual around here. We got to keep going. But obviously, I know I'm pretty sure there's a few listeners out there that had some direct was directly related to that incident 4 years ago. So we obviously send our condolences out to you again. It's this time of year now where we think about this particular thing, and with all the stuff going on in the world. Obviously, with New Orleans and Louisiana and all that stuff going on, I think I don't think anything can really overshadow the incident 4 years ago that happened. But
well, there's one thing coming up that might. But
what's that?
Yeah. Well, you know, the 4 nuclear bombs that Russia's going to send over.
What?
I didn't hear about that.
I haven't been watching.
Oh,
the news
that's December. No, that's not in the news. Are you kidding? Will called me and told me the other day. He says, oh, yeah, we're going to get bombed in December.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Where'd you find this one out at?
It's about a gentleman named Chuck Youngbrandt. He's basically a prophet of some sort.
And he said we're going to get bombed.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. Also, that September 19th is going to be a major earthquake in St. Louis.
Right. earthquake in St. Louis, followed by the Russians bombing us with 4 nukes and then us retaliating with 3 in December, followed by a great earthquake in Chicago, the invasion of the United States by Russia, China, and Japan, an alliance between the 3, spread over a half of a year or so. First will be Russia, and then will be China and Japan out on the West Coast. The complete takeover of the United States by this consortium, and then this consortium breaking up because everybody in the consortium then gets mad at Russia, and they start taking over Russia. And it just, and of course, all of this is because they have to set something up, I suppose, so that people can persecute Christians. It's the persecution of the Christians. That's this whole thing underlying this entire series of predictions is the persecution of the Christians, and the whole message is to be true to your faith, because only the people who are true to their faith are going to be salvationed or whatever. I don't know. I'm not very good at that religious connection, but that's what it is. Persecution of the Christians and stuff like that. Chuck Youngbrandt appears to be quite passionate about his predictions, and he had gotten these when in like 1977 or something,
right?
Because Jesus delivered them to him directly or something, right? Like he said,
"Yeah,
hi, I'm Jesus, and here's what's going to happen. Enjoy."
Yeah, he predicted a whole bunch of other stuff leading up to these 3 years.
Yeah,
he just wasn't. He didn't have the popularity of some others. Like Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, you know.
And he didn't have any fabricated popularity such as in So Long.
Right.
Who, by the way, is in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should take a break.
Why?
Because I can't get the phone to work.
Oh, that's pretty tough.
Well, it's plugged in.
It's plugged in.
No, there's a phone cord, isn't there, that needs to be plugged in?
Let's take a quick break, Will.
Okay.
Hang tight, guys. We're going to get things pulled together here. It's crazy here.
For fun, look up Chuck Youngbrandt. Youngbrandt. And you'll read all about that.
We'll be right
Malarkey.
Back.
Malarkey. I mean, prophecy.
This is Dr. Robert Schock of Great Sphinx fame. Take a look at my website, www.robertschock.net, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Badge. I'm a druid from Ireland, and I'm very busy with the Save Tara campaign. We're trying to divert the road that's going to be built, the toll road, away from Tara Hill. So if any of you can help out with this, please go to our website at www.taraskreen.org and please help us to save the heart of Ireland from having a scar gouged right across it. I believe there are 40 million Americans that claim Irish descent. This concerns each and every one of you. Please help to save Tara, and thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Give it all, give it all, you folks. My name is Henry Rollins, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. Touch your friends, touch yourself, but don't touch that dial.
What you need to learn is what you do is nothing more than a hobby.
It's a job, not a hobby.
I get to get flogged, right?
Technology.
Those darn plastic buttons, I don't know how to push those things, I tell you. It's crazy sometimes. I'm really sorry, guys.
I thought I had this thing worked out, and we had no problems with this thing all week long, and then all of a sudden I picked the phone up and we have no dial tone.
Right.
Uh-oh, we got a problem.
That's
here.
Because you have to select line one.
Well, yeah, and there's this big, like, blue button. It says, push this one. Button, Scott, to make the phone work. And apparently I just could not figure that out.
That's,
I apologize.
That's tough. And I know it wasn't in the manual, because the manual was translated from Japanese to Korean to Australian over to Portuguese, over into French, and then finally into English.
So we lost a little bit in translation.
There was a little bit lost in the manual and translation.
Very sorry about that.
Push button for a dial tone.
I'll remember that next time.
Yeah.
We do
so
have.
We'll scratch that out and put that on the instruction sheet.
I'm going to put a big thing to push here. A big arrow. It's going to come from the ceiling that says push here.
Good idea.
All right. I got that. I'm going to have this problem licked by next week for sure. All right. We do have a guest. One of the many guests we're going to have on tonight. We have Magnus on the line. Am I correct? Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Oh, dandy. How about you guys?
Well, we're a little
shaken up.
Well, I'm a little discombobulated, I think,
yeah.
Myself, but I think I'm gonna mellow out here in a second.
Hello.
You are one of we have Magnus Apollo. That's what you go
yes,
by.
Yes, correct. Yes.
You know, I wonder about screen names sometimes. Like, you know, IDs and handles. And I'm really curious to hear
mine's Doug.
Yeah, well mine's Scott L.
There's a lot of GT Will.
GT Will.
Ooh.
Magnus, how did you get, or how did you create or conceptualize?
Actually, it wasn't my original concept I came up with. I was one of those guys in high school that was kind of quiet, you know, but everyone always talked to me. I'd get home at night, people would be calling me on the phone. I was the listener guy. I was the nice guy, you know.
Uh-huh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
You never played, right?
Oh! I did indeed see the 40-year-old virgin. I did see
hey,
that.
No, I'm not talking about you.
I'm not 40 yet.
No, I'm not talking about you.
I'm talking about the movie.
Oh, I did see
that on Bonnie's...
The guys who are the listeners never get laid.
What?
Yeah, it was. It's seriously, that nice guys finish last if you're a woman.
Wow.
I love you like a brother kind of thing.
Oh,
right?
Don't get me started on that. Thank you,
no,
Will.
But that's
from...
how...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Will knows it all there. Say.
Yeah, apparently.
From experience.
Exactly. I was in the same boat in high school.
Yeah. Will and I are birds of a feather, I guess.
So, listener, the good guy. Welcome to the show, good guy.
Yay. I'm better now.
You're meaner now, and that's good, yeah.
the name came about because I was that really friendly guy, and... women would always call up and just always have a life problems and everything else and talk to me. Well, I was at a party one day, and one girl's talking, like, oh, I talked to John for, you know, 2 hours last night. And the next girl goes, so did I. And then, so did I. And, like, I talked to, like, five women that night before about whatever, and I'm being the nice guy and listened. And they're like, geez, do you ever sleep? I'm like, no, not really, because your guys are always calling me. And they start joking around, like, you're, like, the oracle to go to, the guy, you know, and the oracle of Delphi is referred to as the Magnus Apollo, the great Apollo. It's that... the big statue, go and ask your life questions to and hopefully give you the answers to. So the name came about. They're like, oh, you're like the Magnus Apollo.
That's so cool.
It stuck. And I've been in Rochester, I go by Magnus because my first name is John, and any name synonymous with bathroom is not a good name, I think. So.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So I go by Magnus a lot of times, and it's just a name I picked up years ago, and it just kind of suits me, I think. I think a lot better than, you know, Magnus, people get a good name, and Magnus Apollo is I've always been the listener, willing to help, always searching truth and the whole 9 yards there, I guess, of that. So I just stick with it. So it's, and I've used it for a decade now. It's,
I have to get my own cool name now. But I'm not. Nobody wants to talk to me though. So I gotta figure I gotta figure something else out. I guess
you need an online persona.
I have to have like my shtick. I guess I have to figure that out. But that's really good. That's kind of cool. That's a cool. Because people do have these. You know, you see all these screen names all over the internet and all that crazy stuff, and you wonder. You know, where do these names come from?
I know.
Some are kind of scary. I'm always nervous. Like I don't want to talk to Bunny Lover 42 kind of thing. It just seems like I don't want to know.
That lends a little bit of a story, too, I guess. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Funny story attached to that one. I'm like, hey! I don't want to know.
Did Bonnie must have IM'd you then. All right. You seem really good.
Somebody put a cork in Bonnie because we still got to broadcast this show. Jeez, I'll be
actually, up. I'm going to withdraw to you guys.
She's Bunny Lover 48. That's why.
Oh,
she thought you were guessing her screen name.
You must have really struck a nerve there.
I'm part Bunny psychic, Lover. Guys. She goes to those furry parties, doesn't she? Watch out.
Now, you have it. Well, we have to knight Magnus Apollo.
Yes, we do.
We have to do this. We have to get this out of the way. So, without further ado, Doug, please draw the sword.
I do that later. I'm putting it back.
Put that thing away.
Okay.
What did I call into?
That happens after the official speech.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready, Magnus?
I am ready.
Repeat after me, please.
Okay.
I state your name.
I, Magnus Apollo.
Do hereby worship the altar of ghostly talk with, go ahead with that.
I hereby worship the altar of ghostly talk, go with that.
He's good.
With a cord of goat's blood.
The cord of goat's blood. What a coincidence, that was my lunch.
With a... The fingernail of a freshly dead squirrel.
Fingernail of a freshly dead squirrel.
The head of an alpaca.
I can do that one. The head of an alpaca.
For liberty and justice for all.
Liberty and justice for all.
Congratulations, Doug. Please draw the sword.
You are knighted.
You have been knighted, Magnus. Now,
woo-hoo!
You have full rights and privileges, which are nothing. And
you're like my girlfriend.
Yeah. But now, you are one of our field reporters. Is there anything going on in your area? We need to know these things. Is there anything happening? Have you been on any hunts lately? Tell us. Talk to us, please.
I've been, sadly, a lot of the places in this area have been... Like, the older houses I really love going to in the past 2 years have been demolished due to, like, you know, urban sprawl, which is driving me nuts. And the woman who had a really amazing house that was just lovely and definitely had a spirit to it. I mean, just not like, you know, physical ghosts walking around, but just had an air to it that seemed really powerful, I thought. You got a lot of good readings out of there, some good kind of interesting photos. But she passed away about 2 years ago, and, you know, the family tore down everything else to put a shopping center up or whatever it was.
Do you know how old the house was?
It was from turn of the century, like 1895, I think she told me. Well, she wasn't quite sure but she lived in the house all of her life. Her parents had like lived in there all of her life too, whoever it was. And but we have some nice houses I've been finding more around here. I've got a few ghost hunts here and there, but trouble is in this area it's getting almost to the state of like a hobby for a lot of these, like, you know, yuppies to come out for a ghost hunt. So it's, you know, it's kind of hard to find places really, you know, someplace I feel that actually would have a chance of being a real ghost hunt versus, you know, one of those $25 and maybe you'll see a ghost and we'll rattle chains in the corner and make you think there's a ghost.
Well, you know, like there's ghost tours and then there are, you know, me and Doug just did an interview last night for another website somewhere, and that was one of the questions that we were asked was, you know, what advice do you have for people that want to get into ghost hunting? Mm-hmm. And Doug answered it in his usual eloquent, you know, his eloquent, just beautiful genius. And there's me, my usual motif. If anybody, you know, do it because you love to do it.
Oh, that's what I do.
Do it because you want to learn to do it. And if you come across any way that you know that says that if there's this money thing that's ever mentioned. Where you get $25, I can show you ghosts and stuff like that.
Run away
exactly. As fast as you can.
That's what I tell people. I'm like, you know, if I'm charging $25, I can make you see a ghost if I'm going to go someplace. I can get you hyped up thinking you're going to see a ghost.
I can make you see a ghost for free. But I mean, exactly. money's a bonus, of course. I can make you see a ghost for free. We tell people that all the time. So, you know, there, I see where you're coming from. There are, and, you know, you get these large numbers out to places like that. Obviously, you attract much more attention.
I could charge for rides in the Death Escort.
You could.
Because all I have to do is pull into a cemetery and slam on the brake.
You can, like, it'll be the Scott Allen Doug
ride.
Escort ride. They should have that at Cedar Point.
They should.
Like, you just go like going really along. Fast, like 35 miles an hour, and you just stop and go through the windshield.
Right. That's,
you get a seatbelt for $20 more.
I've actually had to tell my only ghost experience, my only time I saw a ghost, I had to tell that like 4 times in the past 2 weeks.
Haven't we been doing that a lot lately?
Yeah.
Because it's a question people ask. It's a great question, and it's always great to answer it too. Have you ever seen a ghost? Because my answer is very simple. No. But yours is a little more complex.
Yeah.
It involves me too.
And it involves you, yeah.
But you get these large numbers out to places, like you said, Magnus, and it gets more and more busy. We've seen it happen to places where they just start getting riddled with people all the time. And when people actually want to come in there and do some serious research, trying to get hard numbers, you can't.
Right.
And Doug is.
Yeah, I went to a place last year. It was funny. It was a place I used to go to every couple of years. Like, it seemed to be around like mid-July. It was a great time. I don't know what it was. I couldn't find any reason why it was, but I definitely hear certain sounds and things of that nature. And I went back there last year, and I would walk in the place, and the guy's like, $10 service charge to get in because they're going to get kegger upstairs. And it was this old house in the middle of the woods, and someone finally found it as a cool party site. And you're like, oh, crap. Oh, no.
Well, yeah, that happens to a lot of places. I mean, a lot of places I know we've went to, you go there, and the first thing you see usually is an empty beer can or a syringe or, you know, or some spoon or something.
Where do you go?
Well, we've seen them.
I'm sorry, I didn't clean up after myself. Next time I'll clean up after myself.
Magnus, I told you to clean up your syringes, okay? Yeah. This is becoming a real problem.
I need my stuff. I need my medicine.
We need to be a little bit more neat about our drug use, okay? This is really important. I'm sorry.
Mom, if you're listening, I didn't do anything, I swear.
I'm always telling Will to clean up his spoons that he freebases with around here.
Right.
He always leaves them on the floor or something. You know, you freebase and it gets all sticky and stuff like that, and it sticks to the carpet.
Good thing you don't
nasty.
Have a cat. That's
I was hearing Will was saying about you. I thought your, like, drug choice is pizza rolls. I heard you went through, like, 125 of them in, like,
what
a day or something.
What rolls?
Oh, no, I didn't even remember
rolls.
Pizza rolls. They were, like, gone.
Oh, I eat
pizza rolls.
I destroy those things. I annihilate those
425
things.
In a pack, and they're gone in 3 days.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, we want to talk about household stuff now.
There was, like, 12 of them left. I'm like, oh, my God.
I come home the other night. It's, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and the door's shut in the bathroom, but the light's on, right? And I'm like, Will must be in there going to the bathroom. So I come into my room, and I'm doing my usual thing, my work, you know, and stuff like that. And it's like an hour later, and I haven't heard a peep out of there. So what do I think? Oh, my God, Will's dead in the bathroom. I got to go in there and see his naked corpse on the floor. This is going to suck, right? I kick the door down, and there's no one in there.
I've only slept walked in.
Turn the lights off. You scared me, Will.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, what?
I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that stuff. But you know what? I didn't get my spreadsheet, my updated spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So I don't know of you know, the list of all of the field reporters and stuff and where they're from.
Yeah.
Magnus of Hollow, what section of the country are you in?
I'm actually in New York. I'm actually the western side of New York, which I think is a great place for paranormal research. It's got some really great, you know, it used to be called the gateway to the west, was the western New York. And it is really, every town you go into here, it has a ghost story or something going on. There's a haunted hotel in every town you go through around here. And New York City is a great place. I've been down a couple different times with the paranormal researchers down there. But I've been researching places here. I've gone from literally a ghost hunt one night to going to a crop circle 2 counties over from my house. And then from that point on, I was actually going to the Southern Tier 2 days later than that to see a supposed Bigfoot sighting.
Wow.
So I was actually, and it turned out, actually, I tracked it down. It was a bear. I was like, look, it's a bear. I found it. But
did you, like, grab the bear and pick him up and go, hey, I found the bear?
It understanding? Or what did
I am not a Bigfoot. I am a bear.
Yeah. But I'm a bear.
Sorry for
impersonating. Well, I gotta say, I really was, the print, I don't know, certain bears, like in a mid- like when they're not quite adults yet, and they kind of walk closer to their feet, like their pads overlap each other so much.
Yeah.
I saw the footprints. And I'm like, that's not like a bear to me. I've hunted and tracked all my life, and I'm looking. I'm like, that's kind of unusual track. I would even think it was unusual. And so, I mean, I checked around. It definitely had a lot more bear taste to it, but, like, it just seemed it should have been, you know, I was hoping for more. But, like I said, you're searching for truth. If it happened to be not a Bigfoot, that's so be it, you know?
It sounds like you found the truth. It was
yeah, accurate. I did. That's what I try to do. It's the reason I like paranormal research, because I love solving puzzles. And, you know, what better puzzle than this? This, I mean, the paranormal, it's like, you know, beyond the chance of being anything cool, you can maybe find the missing link if you're right one of these days.
I'm going to use that in my next interview.
Thank you, Magnus.
Yes, thank you for my next interview answer.
My script writing skills are coming in well, I think. But actually, I originally liked cryptozoology. I think, you know, I kind of grew up in a religious family, not really religious, but, like, you know, ghosts and everything else were kind of talked about, but cryptozoology, like, you know, it's an animal we just haven't found yet, so you can kind of say, hey, I'm looking for this really, you know, weird kind of critter. And it kind of built from there on. You know, once you start reading any books about it, you're like, oh my God, here's this, and this, and there's so many. I love being a question that has no answer. You can actually find the answer yourself and make that grand statement of, look, you know, you don't know everything nowadays in this world of technology. There's still answers out there to find.
And that's what it's all about right there.
Exactly.
You know, that's another question we were asked a while back was, you know, it was like, you know, do you think you'll ever find hard scientific evidence?
That was in
the last one?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever find hard scientific evidence of ghosts or entities or whatever? And I'm like, I couldn't tell you. I think I said that's the same as asking me if I'm ever going to get married someday. I have no idea. I have no clue.
You're kind of hoping for it.
Yeah.
There's always a glimmer of hope. I mean, if you didn't have any hope to do it, what's the point of doing it? Like some of the scientists that try to figure a theory out, I mean, the same idea. They're trying to figure out what the, you know, how many universes there are in the M theory or the, you know, string theory, everything else. It's like, are they going to find their proof? No, but they're going for it. It's what they want to do in their life. They're always hoping to figure it out.
And it's sometimes it's just the quest, too. Sometimes it's the quest. That's how you grow.
That's me. That's my number one. They always say you have one number one in your life, and I realize as I get older that my number one is the quest for number one, to find out what the big thing in life is, to find the answers to the big, grandiose questions. Not the answers themselves, but the quest to find it is amazing.
It is, and that's what we do here, and that's what, I mean, a lot of people that listen to the show do, and it got me thinking when I was asked that question, because it was just that. I'm like, it's really it's about the quest. It's about learning and trying new things and growing as a person, you know,
exactly.
In the big picture. So we got to drop off, though, Magnus, unfortunately. We're running on a tight schedule today, though, and we went as long as we could on this. We got to drop off, though. We have to move on to who's our next. Oh, Ambrose from the Great Lakes Paranormal Research Society.
Gotcha.
We need to drop
off
here.
I'll see you guys. I'm going to the Mothman Festival next weekend, aren't you guys?
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
We're going to be hanging out
We're there.
We're going to be down there with all of our gear. It'll be totally great. It'll be great to meet you. We're looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
Take care of yourself, Magnus. We'll see you, man.
Talk to you then.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Now, there's a thinker. That's what I love. I love to talk to people like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's really, it's a lot more deeper than going, I just want to get scared. No, What's the answers to these questions? That's really important to me. We're going to queue up Aaron.
I want
to
go on some of his cool quests. I mean, you know, he went from ghost hunting to Bigfoot hunting to crop circle hunting to... that sounds incredible. I don't think we have that around here. We had one crop circle.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't think we don't have too much Bigfoot around here.
We do have UFOs.
We have tons and tons of UFOs.
Right, and I've never seen one.
I-69 is a UFO haven.
Can we drive up there, not next weekend, but the weekend after?
Sure.
No. Bonnie says no.
Booked.
We're booked? No. We dropped that, I thought. So we're available weekend after next. What?
No one told me.
Really? my. Okay.
We have our... What? I turned the mic off. We have our next GT field reporter on the line. Hello, is anyone on the phone?
Yes. Hello, guys.
Oh. We have Ambrose from the Great Lakes Paranormal Research Society on now, who has agreed so graciously to be one of the arms of Ghostly Talk also, and this is in Michigan.
Right.
She's a homegirl.
Right.
What's up, baby? What's up? She's a homegirl, okay? This is our first Michigan reporter, which is very cool, because we were like, we sat and talked about that, and we're like, okay, we got people all over the country, this is totally, wait, we live in Michigan. What? We don't have anybody from Michigan.
Well, we decided, we were trying to decide, do we need someone from Michigan? Probably, because you know, we're doing the show, so we need somebody to come on and explain Michigan-based things.
And
who better than someone from the other side?
Yeah. somebody
can't go any more further west.
Yeah, you really can't go any further west. First thing, though, let's get this out of the way, though. We do have to knight you.
Ah,
you have to be knighted. And we, okay, so can somebody, does somebody else, okay, I'll do it again.
I liked that last one.
You liked the last
one?
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty good.
All right, are you ready, Amber?
I'm ready.
Okay. I state your name.
I, Amber Rose.
Do hereby go on the quest for all things cool.
Do hereby go on the quest for all things cool.
And report to Ghostly Talk every 15 minutes.
Report to Ghostly Talk every 15 minutes.
Amen.
Amen.
Doug the sword.
Shing.
Congratulations, you are now part of our club.
All right, cool.
The benefits you will get, well, again, will be nothing.
That's right.
But somehow, in some way, you are part of Ghostly Talk now.
Yes, you are.
So there.
We do give away an email address, don't we?
Yeah.
A forwarder.
Oh, a forwarder?
Well, they're alias, yeah. But
okay.
Yeah, forwarder.
If you email, you know, like magnusapollo@ghostlytalk.com, or is it just magnus@ghostlytalk.com?
Magnus Apollo.
You can contact him if you have anything in his area, or Amber for her area, for example. Amber, what is going on? We need information. We need information. Because seeing that we live here and stuff, we don't have any. Apparently. So.
Okay. Well, one of the things that our group is doing next week is, you guys have all heard of the Ada Witch, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to go check that out and kind of do some research into that. We'd like to look and find out if there's actually, you guys know the story, right?
Will does.
The husband and wife, the wife was with this other dude out back behind the cemetery. Husband comes and kills them both?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And then ever since then, you know, they see this woman in white. But we kind of like to do research to find out if it's more than urban legend, and maybe if there was this murder that happened and all that good stuff. And so we're going to check that out.
Well, I didn't get, well, I did get to meet her. I actually met a lady who evidently the Ada Witch liked.
The Ada Witch liked?
Yeah.
Did the Ada Witch walk up to her and say, hey, guess what? I'm the Ada Witch.
I like you.
And I like you.
Yeah, she said the Ada Witch likes her.
Yes, the Ada Witch likes her.
What institution did you guys visit this lady at?
Well, actually, we took her to Savage House. Oh, speaking of which, the single most, you know, I mean, I talk up how incredible, how absolutely incredible the train wreck site is, right?
Yeah.
I said in my journals how amazing the experiences at the Holly Hotel, although I don't suggest anybody go there anymore, were, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the single most requested for information place is Savage House.
It is.
In my email.
I've got a ton of emails also on that, too.
I send out that pic of the skull in the back door all the time. Everyone wants to see it.
It's an amazing picture. It's an amazing picture. And, there are a lot of places we've been to, and I always blank out, too. And, hey, so what's the coolest place you've been to?
This lady, I kissed sparkles.
Oh!
It was her.
It was her.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I won't talk about her screen name.
Let's put the dots together with a line. Okay, I see how it works now. So the Ada Witch liked her, and she saw sparkles around the Ada Witch.
No, she sees sparkles at the...
And then we started playing the Bee Gees,
and
she started dancing.
Did she listen to Ghostly Talk?
You know, I don't know if she still does or not. I know one time she did.
Well, I think after this show... I think after this show, she listened to Ghostly Talk.
Well, I just wonder what she's been up to. I
know she's down south.
Okay, there you go. Well, anyway, so we know this lady who the Ada Witch likes. So evidently, someone's been out there, and she's been...
Maybe she'll like you, too.
Yeah, let's hope.
Amber, please let us know. Call back and go, you know, let us know if the Ada Witch liked you or not, okay?
That's
the big question now we want to know is how friendly the Ada Witch is.
All right.
Is there anything else you guys are working on?
Our group is starting a cemetery preservation project.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any listeners out there that live over in the west side of the state, like, you know, we're from Grand Rapids, Grand Haven, Muskegon, We've been talking with some of the cemetery directors in our area to get together and to start preserving some of these older stones that are just falling apart, you know, junk growing on them and stuff, and we just want to start preserving that stuff. So
we've been on projects like that ourselves also, going to certain cemeteries and checking them out, because, I mean, I think we all share the same opinion here, Amber. It's very, very disheartening, and it's sad to see a place of rest for someone to be kicked over, for example, or to be, I mean, we've all seen certain monuments that have been smashed with blunt objects, spray paint, you name it, you know, people bored on the weekends, apparently, they could go roller skating, they could go to the dance club, they could go to the movies, they could go play volleyball somewhere or something like that, but apparently the activity for the evening is going to be smashing tombstones for some reason. I'll never understand that, to tell you the truth.
No, I won't either.
But there's good people like yourself and the Great Lakes Paranormal Research Posse that go out, that are going out and working on things like this. And that's really important, I think. I think it's very cool to see people do stuff like that.
Yeah, and we're doing it under our name, so not everybody out there thinks paranormal groups are a bunch of weirdos and stuff, so...
You're doing it under you're doing it under the Great Lakes Paranormal Research Group?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's excellent too. I mean, that's part of it though, because we always say, you know, the number one rule when you go into any place of rest, like a cemetery, even houses, anywhere you go, the number one rule is always going to be respect. The number one rule is going to be respect, and sometimes you have to put that into flesh by doing stuff like that, what you guys are doing right now, and that's really great to hear that. Anything else you guys are doing? We're just going to keep picking your brain, Amber.
Nothing really, other than busy October month with seminars and talks and all that good stuff.
Now, we have to, again, you know what, we have to take this opportunity also that we have you on the phone. I'm looking at it right now as we speak.
For me, it's the evil one.
For me, it's the evil one, too.
Yeah.
If you go to the picture section on the website, we actually came out to the Great Lakes Paranormal Posse, crew, yo-yo, what's up, West Side group. They had their first annual picnic. Paranormal picnic, right? So we came out there, and, you know, we're like, okay, you know, and the people, you know, we talked about the Grimstone people. They brought, like, you know, they had their helicopter land, and
right,
they brought all their equipment out, and, you know, we have to meet the mighty Chris from Grimstone, this legend we've heard about for years, which was very cool, and he gave this, like, killer presentation, this killer presentation.
Yeah, he did.
And then Amber walks over and goes, okay, your turn, you guys got to talk. And we're like, and we brought, like, what did we bring? Well, we brought
nothing.
Ourselves.
We brought nothing.
We brought ourselves, and we brought T-shirts.
Oh, we had T-shirts.
We had T-shirts, yeah. And we had some business cards. And, you know, we just got there, and we're just going to talk about what we do. It's just more or less what we do. We try to keep it simple like that. And Doug is a brilliant public speaker.
No.
he was awesome. I mean, that was so cool, Doug, how you got everybody talking. That was awesome.
Well, I enjoy talking to people, and that's what I do.
Yeah, and we got to give a great talk and meet some great people. And on top of that, before we walk up there, Amber comes up and goes, hey, wait, before you guys start talking, you got to check this thing out. And there's like this giant blanket. It's this huge velvet blanket. It looked very comfortable, by the way, to sleep on. We're like, okay, what's this thing? You know, what is this? A guillotine? Are we going to get our heads chopped off here? They erected a guillotine next to the picnic tent to take our heads off with. But no, she takes the blanket off, and there is this beautiful picture of the Mona Lisa.
Until you turn it sideways.
Until you turn it sideways, and then it looks like myself in the morning when I first read it. Will, why don't you read what it says? There's a gold plate on the bottom.
Oh, solid gold, yeah. That's
solid
brass.
Gold. A solid gold plate on the bottom. And what does it say, Will?
It says, Dead Air Never Sounded So Good. Presented to Ghostly Talk for their dedication to the paranormal world, Great Lakes Paranormal Research.
We cried
you
like...
You guys deserve it.
Well, thank you.
We cried like little girls all weekend after that. We were just like, oh, my God, no, it's just so nice. People think we're cool. Thank you again. It also has this really, really sweet
sweet frame around it, too. Like, this really old-looking frame. And it's just a beautiful... And there's pictures on the site, too. If you go to the picture section, I think I put up some pictures in, like, I call it, like, the junk folder. We just throw, like, whatever, you know, just picture or something.
The GT grab bag?
No. It's like the Ghostly Talk crew.
Oh, Ghostly Talk crew.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
There's pictures of it up there for you guys to look at. It's, like, the coolest thing. And the thing was... It was hung on the wall, like, within seconds when we got home from that little picnic over the weekend. So thank you again for that. That was very cool you guys.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
We really, really appreciate it. It makes everything we do on here worth it, totally. It's just an amazing thing. You guys are doing great work out there, though, Amber. And we thank you for taking the time to come on the show. And also, you know... Yeah, okay, cool. And we thank you for actually taking part and being part of Ghostly Talk, too, to do this field research. And we want you to, you know, like everybody else, we want you to come back and let us know what you guys are working on. Tell us about the Ada Witch, too. We want to hear about
that. Yeah, I will. I'll make a full report.
Definitely. Look at this, full report.
A full report.
We'll get like a memo, confidential in the mail, like FedEx or something like that, for your eyes only, or for Ghostly Talk's eyes only. We want to hear about that. We think that will be very interesting to hear about. We're familiar with the Ada Witch. It'll be very cool.
Okay.
Excellent. Anything else going on?
No, that's all we're working on right now.
When you were in school, did they call this creature the pterodactyl, the pteranodon, or the petrosaur? Have you ever heard of a creature called the pterodactyl?
No.
Have you ever heard of a creature called the pteranodon?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever heard of a creature called a petrosaur?
No.
Okay, then you were the wrong person to ask.
Nice try, though, Doug.
What do you call? Do you remember? There's this winged dinosaur, a dinosaur with wings that flew and laid like huge eggs and lived in caves up on mountains. Do you remember the dinosaur like that?
Pterodactyl.
Okay. Yep. That's a pterodactyl. No. Okay. That, I mean, yes. When I heard about it, it was a pterodactyl. Now it's a petrosaur.
They've changed the name, Amber.
Again. That's the second time they've changed its name, the poor thing.
It's like, what does this have to do with ghosts?
Nothing.
What's going on here?
Nothing. I'm just peeved.
Doug's not very happy about this, Amber. He's
That's
been,
okay.
He's been vending this since we came on the air.
Yeah.
It's important. It's very important. Amber, we got to drop off because we have to move on to our next guest, unfortunately. It's been a very busy day. Thanks for coming on. It's a short notice, though. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Guys.
And keep
us
informed.
See you guys.
Tell everybody we said hello and thank you again. All right?
All right. See you guys.
Bye, Amber. We'll see you.
Bye.
Awesome. Yeah, excellent. More work going on. That's in our state, too. That's really cool.
Right.
It's very cool to hear people doing stuff like that. And there's other groups out there doing that, too. We'd like to hear
Can we send them assignments? Because I'd like to assign somebody.
We need you to spray paint Ghostly Talk over every overpass in your state.
Close. But no, I for especially for Michigan, you know, and maybe even Wisconsin and wherever borders a Great Lake. I'm extremely fascinated with Great Lakes ship stories. Like that can be found in Frederick Stonehouse, who, by the way, will not return my emails. Frederick Stonehouse's Haunted Lakes 1, 2, is there three of them now? And
24.
Volume 412. The ship stories, the Great Lakes ship stories, that fascinates me.